It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to the Christmas edition of Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
I feel like that puts a lot of pressure on us.
What, the Christmas edition?
Yes.
Well, it you know why it's a lot of pressure? Because we're finally doing another episode, and we have been advertised as one of the new highlighted podcasts on Podbean.
Look at us.
We are featured, so the pressure is on. Deliver.
Wow. So 2 minutes before you hit record, you're like, this is our Christmas. Oh, none of the stories I got are Christmassy.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet.
And she's not ready for the Christmas edition.
I'm not. But I'm ready for Christmas. I got to say, I felt pretty darn good a week ago when I'm like, I'm done.
You're life completely done? You're all your Christmas shopping?
All of it.
Did you just order it online or just do Hickory Farm cheese sticks for everybody?
Yeah, that's no, I did Slim Jims.
Wow, that's even better.
No. I did a lot of online stuff, like for my parents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of one of those people. I'm like, oh, I'll get that for whatever comes next.
What?
Like Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, Christmas.
Had you already bought ahead of time?
Yeah, yeah. And when you see like specials and deals on stuff that you know that people will like.
And you haven't even done a whole YouTube video on this yet? On how to shop ahead?
Because it just kind of comes as it comes. It's nothing you can really outline and plan. Like as I get a cool Snapfish deal, I'm like, ooh, my mother loves calendars with pictures of me in it every year. So, look, a free calendar. That will be Mother's Christmas
gift. One year, why don't you just get a calendar, like a swimsuit calendar, and just put your head on all of them and see what if your mom even says, I don't think this is you.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I don't have a lot of family to buy for. I have my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and my nephew, I send cash to. Who? My brother and my nephew, I send cash to. And because my nephew, he's like 11.
And hard to buy for?
Yeah, he's at that age where he would be happy to receive $20 to go spend at Walmart. Probably on crap, but he's
Well, that's what
age.
You're supposed to do at that age. You're supposed to spend it on crap.
Yeah. Instead of me like begging his parents to tell me what he's into, ordering it on Amazon and getting it shipped there. And I spend like three times as much money doing it that way.
Well, the list is even confusing because I took that list today.
Yeah, your family.
And when there's 40 things to choose from.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. As I'm walking around the store, well, that's on the list, but I don't know if that would be a choice as well as this choice would be. And, there's only one of these, but maybe that's not the one that they want.
And then are you fearful that if they get everything or a lot of the things on their list that they're going to become spoiled and that expectation
children.
Is set?
Yeah. And I thought about buying one thing, less like one, because one of the things is a superhero, you know, I won't say it in case somebody's listening or ever hear it.
Oh, okay.
One of the is a superhero. And they had this thing for like $50 that was all of like,
you probably could have done that.
It had been one toy. You've been
that's
one
okay.
unwrapping. And that's but kids today, see, don't they think they need more than one? That's why I'm thinking Dollar Tree might
I
be
don't
good.
Know if because if they you run think it, that or if parents think that.
But don't you as a kid think back in your head as a kid. Didn't you love opening the packages?
Yes.
Would you have been okay with just like,
that's it? Well, you know, because there's other people in play, the kids are going to get more than one gift. If you showed up with one gift for that child, that's not going to be the only gift that child gets.
Oh, that's true too.
It's usually very excessive. That's why we go to where the kids are. Rather than them coming here now.
Yeah.
Because the parents don't want to have to haul all that crap to their house.
I can sort of see that. Because when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
Grandparents always came to our house.
Mm. We've talked about this. And when I was a kid, we always went to grandma's house because it was bigger and she made dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And.
But then you had to load up all of your toys.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
The hundreds of toys that
you got. No, I like had two, maybe three toys.
What toy sticks out to you as a kid? What was the one that you go,
oh. I was thinking about this the other day, and it's so basic. It is so basic.
What, was it a Debbie Doo Doo doll or something?
No, it was a cardboard box house. Uh-huh. Like, on the outside, it looked like a house. Like, it had a door, it had the shingles, it had... And it was made of cardboard, but I remember just loading up my stuffed animals into that box in my room and, like, being so happy. I remember the smell.
You and Parker...
would get along.
Yeah. Guess what I played in today while I was babysitting?
Did you play in a house?
I played in a cardboard house that had a swinging cardboard door and had a window that would open.
Yes.
And we drew on the inside of it.
Oh, no. No.
No?
I did not. I don't even remember what happened at that house, but I remember being so happy.
So you and Parker.
So basic. Sorry.
Yeah.
what about you?
I had several that stick out for me. Light Bright was very big for me.
I wanted one.
Light Bright was an amazing. It was a Santa wake up. That was one of those that woke up and.
Look what Santa did! What Santa did!
Yeah.
I must have been good.
And then I had another one called Monsters, and it was like a light box, had a glass top on it, and. It was all these famous movie monsters that you could lay on top of the light and then trace it. So you could put the head of one monster and maybe the Wolfman's body and the hands of the creature from the Black Lagoon. So you could create monsters out of well-known monsters, but with tracing paper. And I loved that one.
So you're very, very artistic.
I guess so. Both of my toys stuck out. Were like
me. I just want to play house.
And you still want to do that. Man. What is up with that?
Goodness. I remember the one year I created a list, and my uncle indirectly, passive-aggressively chastised me for it.
Uh-huh.
It was the Christmas of fifth grade, and I was starting to get a lot more homework. And I didn't really have anywhere to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
Our kitchen table was always cluttered. And so I asked for a desk. And I asked for office supplies.
Well, how dare you ask for something?
And a clock.
Uh-huh.
To go in my room.
So and you were wanting a cubicle by the fifth grade.
Yes. And like I outlined like stapler, staples, scissors. Like I...
You went to like an office depot.
Right. And I gave my grandmother the list. And I gave her the reasoning why. And I got everything. I was like, I don't want anything. I don't want toys. I need this stuff.
Well, that's not Christmas. That's a need.
Well, that's what I wanted for Christmas. And I got it all. My parents got me the desk. It was like a Walmart that not really wood.
Right. That press board kind of stuff.
And my grandmother got me all the supplies. And I was in heaven.
Where did you set this up?
In my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So
you had an office. You had a corner office ever since you were in the fifth grade.
Not a corner office. My bedroom, when my parents moved into the house, it was a two-bedroom house. What? Am I going on a tangent? Built in the 70s. Uh-huh. We had one bathroom, which kids today don't even understand.
So you had to follow a stinky-up dad about stuff a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. And pray that they would lock the door. Do you know how many times I'd walk in on my brother, my father, my mother? So inappropriate.
Meanwhile, back at the office.
Yeah. So when my brother came along, since we only had two bedrooms, they turned what was like probably the living room into my bedroom. They moved the front door and turned what was probably the dining room into the living room.
Like they actually moved the door, took it out, sealed it up,
moved it
over?
Yes, if you look at my parents' house, you see where the door is now, and then you see like a porch over here that doesn't have a door anymore. But that entryway became my closet. So it was a nice walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm.
And my room was it was bigger. It was bigger than my parents' room. It was bigger than and I always ask, I'm like, why didn't you throw us? Well, with the baby, my brother, they wanted to be near him.
Uh-huh.
So they moved me into the
into the giant.
And I had steps that went up to the living room where from my room. It was not.
So you were meant to be an office worker.
Yes. Yes. But it was never an updated cubicle. Like, you go into my parents' house, it still has that 1970s carpet with a lot of living that has happened on that carpet.
Is it shag?
No, my brother had pink shag carpet in his. And
your brother had pink shag.
Yeah.
Isn't that your color?
Yeah. But he had the small bedroom. I had the living room. But no, it was this like the orange with brown highlighted.
Oh, yeah.
And like wood paneling. But the wood paneling was not the nice smooth. Like it was the kind where if you rubbed your hand, you'd get a splinter. Yeah.
So it was like outdoor paneling on indoor?
Yeah. It was so weird. And it's still not up to date.
Is this the same house your dad lives in now?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, which you've never been to.
Is your desk still in the...
No, I'm pretty sure it fell apart. My father has purchased... That is now his office, but there's a bed in there so I can sleep in it when I go home.
Okay.
And my piano. I had a piano in there too. So it was pretty big. Like I had a cubicle, I had a piano, I had a...
Did you play the piano?
I did. I took 10 years of lessons.
But nothing now.
Well, I don't have anything to play on.
But you don't say, I need a piano. You don't say, I need an electric keyboard.
Well, I own a piano. It's just in Missouri.
But you don't play it.
I know.
Do you think you could still play?
I think it would take some time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ting, 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 ting,
I was
ting,
never, ting. Like, fabulous.
After 10 years?
Yeah. I didn't apply myself.
Oh.
I kind of did it because my grandfather and my grandmother wanted me to.
Mm-hmm. They wanted you to play in the church or something?
Yeah, and I only was able to play in the church like at Christmas time during the offering one Sunday night.
One time ever?
Every year.
Oh, every year.
Yeah.
And what was the song? What song did you play?
Away in a Manger, Silent Night.
Away in a manger, no crib for a babe.
Yeah, and then it came in handy when I tried to take choir in high school, and that's when I realized I could not sing
at all. But you could play the piano for the choir?
Yeah, I could, like, hit the notes and be like, ding. And she just had me, like, stand there and do the notes for every, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Christmas in the key of C.
Because I couldn't sing, so I could hit the note.
Ah, well, good.
Wow. That was a lot of Janet. I'm
that was a
sorry.
Lot of, that's okay. This is our Christmas show. This is where you spill it all out, girl. Now, do you have any good Christmas Santa stories or memories? Do you remember going to the mall to see Santa? Was there any kind of
no
weird? Did your brother cry or pee on Santa or any? No.
Do you have those stories?
No, but I can remember. I can remember going to see Santa as a kid. I do remember going to I think it was Sharpstown Mall and had big giant thing.
Yeah, there's no like pictures of me with Santa. I don't know that I ever went and saw Santa.
Really?
Like, wouldn't there be pictures?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Or your parents just said, "No, we're not buying the package."
I think maybe I saw the Easter Bunny.
You saw the bunny more than you saw Santa?
Maybe once. I don't remember.
Did you block it all? Is this one of the deals? It's all been blocked out because it's a horrible memory?
I don't know. Now that you mention, I remember going to the mall every once in a while. It was a big deal when we go to Battlefield Mall, and it was an even bigger deal when Mom and Dad said, "We'll buy you each one toy."
Battlefield Mall?
It's in Springfield.
And why was it called Battlefield?
It was on Battlefield Road.
Oh, was it an actual battlefield at one time?
Or? Oh, probably, because there's the Wilson's Creek National Battlefield, which is like within 5 miles of that.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, the truth, you have to work with her. You have to kind of...
You know, when you grow up with things just being called what they are, you don't think about it.
No idea. We have no idea why they're called the Great Smoky Mountains. I just grew up here.
Why are they called the Smoky Mountains? Are there a lot of fires?
Probably. There is now.
Yeah, Gatlinburg. One of the vloggers I watch, she's doing Vlogmas, and her boyfriend went to Gatlinburg. And they were talking about there's a lot of damage, a lot of bad stuff, but there's this church museum thing where everything around it is burned and it didn't get touched.
Ooh, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Vlogmas, I watched Grace Helbig today.
Oh my God, isn't she hilarious? What I love is her. She, why, could I please be her best friend?
Why is she making fun of Vlogmas? Everybody loves Vlogmas. We are doing Vlogmas. We know, have a YouTube channel where we're doing.
People.
And she's like, it's Vlogmas. You know what I'm doing for Vlogmas? I don't know what I'm doing for Vlogmas yet because it's Vlogmas. Maybe I'll do a close up of my face because it's Vlogmas.
Happy Vlogmas. Love you. Empty, empty words. Empty words.
Sorry, I forgot to say I love you. I'm making coffee because no one's ever made coffee in a video before. So I figured I'd be the first one to show you how to make coffee
it's
in a video.
It's not Vlogmas until you make coffee. I don't know.
So do you think she's having fun with it, or she's seriously making fun of the people who do Vlogmas?
I think it's a little bit of both. I had an inkling, but it's dead end. I think it's a little bit of both. Like, she'll sit there and make fun of like beauty vloggers, but then she'll be like, I seriously respect you guys. Like, I can't do it. Like, she does her monthly favorites, and I love the way she does it.
How does she
do it? Can you see it? And she puts it, like, right up in the camera.
Oh, it's yeah. It's out of focus. Yes. Can you see it? Can you see it?
And so I think she's just doing – I don't know why. I think it's hilarious, though.
Oh, I'm out of focus. Look, Mom, now I'm back. I'm back in focus.
And she's been on this huge kick where she's obsessed with Casey Neistat. And she's like, is this a Casey Neistat angle? And she even...
What is... All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Because you said something about Casey long before I knew who Casey was. So, obviously, Casey was doing these videos, Casey style.
Yeah.
His daily
vlogs have inspired like a lot of like Jesse Wellens.
Well, I knew Jesse. BF, that's the first time GF. I ever heard it from you. You said Casey was working with Jesse.
So the way he was like one of the original daily vloggers to do kind of some of that artistic shots and
where
you
shoot down the street and add music to it and stuff.
And that motivated like the Jesse Wellens, the Julians to do what they do.
Yeah.
He was like the original.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I've watched a couple of his videos, and I'm not totally captivated by them. Am I missing something? Because is it just because he was first? Because a lot of times I'm like, so what? You shot a close-up of your food.
I think it was because he was first.
Okay.
And it motivated other people to do it. And now it's Casey Neistat style, even though they're doing it maybe a little bit better.
With a little bit more entertainment to it.
Yes.
A little more comedy.
Because he was very dry.
Yeah, like that one we watched where he was saying, this is it, I'm done, I'm quitting, I'm stopping my channel. He could have said it in this tone right here, I'm stopping my channel.
And he always had the glasses on. I don't know what his eyes look like.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a funky looking dude anyway.
He's got some like disproportioned features on his face.
I don't want to slam anybody on because we love everybody. We love you. Have we said we love you? Because it's Vlogmas. It's Vlogmas, so we love you. But he's a different looking cat.
He is.
And now that you mention it, I you're right. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything but sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ah. Yeah. Who's your favorite YouTuber that you're watching right now?
I hate to say it because I'm a guy, but I like Fleur and Mike.
I do too.
You know, it's not just Fleur. I like it better. I mean, I like her, but I like when Fleur and Mike are together, when they do things together.
It's real, like you just watching them live life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Fleur, if you're listening, because I know you're a big fan of this podcast, beef up the time, like a 5-minute vlog.
Yeah, Jesus, 5-minute vlog. You skip a day and this next one's only 5 minutes?
I seriously look forward to that every day. Like, if I wake up in the morning and there's a new one, I'm like, yay.
But you know what? People are doing that to us.
No.
Yes. It's weird. I mean, you say no, but it's weird. You start to see the same people comment under the videos. Uh-huh. And I love that. Anybody that's listening, if you're a dude, we appreciate that. But I'm seeing that. And somebody will write me and say, did y'all not shoot today? And remember the other day I skipped one?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's people that I think once it becomes somebody's routine,
right,
you sort of expect those.
And it's hard when you're working. I get that, because that's my excuse. But yeah. It really is. Like, the other morning, I went to the post office before work.
Yeah.
Vloggable.
Yeah.
But typically, I get up, I get ready for work, I go to work, I come home, I eat, I watch TV, I go to bed, and it starts all over. There's not a lot going on.
But like you were saying, watching their daily lives.
I know.
Floor
is so articulate.
And you're not?
I feel like I'm not. I feel like there are a couple vloggers that I watch, and I'm like, they're annoying, and I think that's what I sound like.
Who is this?
I don't want to say names.
Oh.
One of them has a famous YouTube brother. And there's been a lot of, like, bachelorette fun lately.
Wait a minute. YouTube brother.
Mm-hmm.
Not Zoella.
No. No.
Because her brother has a channel.
You really like her brother. He has, like, daily vlogged for years without skipping a day.
Are you talking about Charles Trippy? You don't like the sister?
I want to, because I love her. I love her soul. But, like, the way she talks in the videos, I'm like, I feel like that's what I sound like.
Oh. I can't think of her name right
Melissa.
Now. Melissa. It's because we listen to their podcast every day. But, again, sidebar on
Do
this.
Do they have a
I
podcast?
I think they stopped the podcast.
I think so, too. Because Allie and Charles are planning a wedding. And then Melissa and stepdad Phil broke up.
Yeah.
He moved to Colorado, which I found out a couple weeks ago, which was very weird. And their dog died. It's been very chaotic in their lives.
Yeah.
And Charles has been traveling a lot. So I bet that puts a lot of pressure on Allie. Can relate here. You know,
but this is what you and I have talked about on our vlog. For you listening, we appreciate it. Thanks for sticking with us through this, because
we're talking it out.
The vlog, you see exactly what Charles and Allie do when they're apart. They both they're filming and they put it together. And we're getting better at that.
Yes. But I feel like we should utilize Dropbox more.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like, the videos come to you small, or I have to keep them under a minute and a half, or they won't send to you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I have to keep pretty, like,
oh.
That's why I'm like, well, maybe we should utilize Dropbox.
Let's try Dropbox a couple times.
I don't know
to
how to use it. Will you teach me?
You're the one saying, I think we ought to try Dropbox.
I've heard that that's an option.
I've heard that's an option.
You had to call me out. I was trying to sound knowledgeable, but I've used it to send podcasts to the rock and comedy show.
Yeah. So you kind of know how to use
it. Yeah. I just don't know how to use it from my phone.
The videos that you sent for me always seem to work fine, but I understand that you might feel like, oh, I better stop it. Instead of
the
flow of walking around and talking and filming.
Yeah, in the past, when it's been too long, it won't send.
Mm.
And I'm like, dang it.
Well, see, that would interrupt your flow of vlogging if you were just kind of doing something and talking or walking around. And
right. You know, and I've been trying to think of things to do, like my Ipsy. And
yeah, that,
like,
was a good one.
In the car.
Yeah.
Getting ready to walk into work.
Yeah, that was good, though.
And I try, but like, I don't always have those juices going.
Well, you know what? I think you just have to vlog all day. I think that's what you have to.
But
if you watch
people,
you're in
a cubicle at work, you can't do that.
I know, but you should, maybe you have your camera on. Like, you get up in the morning, like Alfie and those guys. Good morning. You know, you're almost like, good morning, you know, from the get-go. And then maybe turn it off when you get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, okay, I'm leaving work. I got to do this. Hey, I had this today. I read, you know.
Right.
Did I see this? Almost stabbed a coworker. You know, not that
I
you would do that.
I love my new job.
I know you do. I know.
I love my new people.
I know. But I'm saying that's the kind of stuff that you might, you know.
Right.
So that you actually catch those moments. I think there's a lot of times I find I do that too. I'm like, man, I wish I'd have vlogged that. I do that to myself all the mm-hmm. time. I should have vlogged that. You know, like the other day when I was Christmas shopping, I should have vlogged the trouble I was having looking for something. You know, I'm not telling you this. I'm talking in code right now. But when I was done, I was walking back to the car, I was like, I should have vlogged that. You know,
But you see, like, Floor, and if you guys don't know who we're talking about, it's Florida Vlog. That's her name on the vlog channel, and then she has Florida Force. And, like, she has been doing videos like, okay, this is what I got, Mike, or this is what I got. Okay, everyone that's watching that is in my life, stop watching right now.
Because I'm about to show and wrap a present.
But you know.
Didn't you think that was odd?
You know, I'm sure everyone has done this, where the curiosity killed the Christmas spirit. Like you snuck and you found out what it was, uh-huh. and it made Christmas Day not as special. And maybe at 35, I finally feel that way. Like, I'm not anxious. I'm not like, what's it going to get me? What's it going to get me? I'm excited for the day to happen, uh-huh. but I don't want to know.
What Christmas did you ruin by that?
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure it was like in high school. I forget what it was, but I like unwrapped it a little bit and taped it back. And I'm in a previous relationship, may have discovered that there was jewelry heading my way from doing the same thing.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, looking back, I'm like, why would you do that? I'm like a child.
Because you know there's stuff hidden in the house right now.
Right, and I'm not going to look. Like, you told me there were a couple things in the office, uh-huh. and I've had to water the plant. Mm-hmm. I've had to put the wrapping paper in there, and I just tunnel vision. I'm like, nope. I don't even want to look. And thankfully, your office is cluttered enough that it's hard to, like...
I've got stuff hidden behind other things. Yeah.
But I'm not that person. I'm excited for Christmas.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Because you asked me tonight when we were eating dinner, you haven't peeked into your stocking yet. I'm like, no. But then after you said that, I thought, well, why would you put the stuff in the stocking so far ahead?
Because I'm a get it off my list type of person. And guess what? It got off my list before the 20th.
Well, what about just putting them all in the stocking and then keeping the stockings?
Because the stockings look pretty hung.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Don't ruin your Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Don't dig in the stocking.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right. Well, you wrapped, that was something else, you wrapped stocking presents.
Not all of them, though. I got lazy.
And you saw that in a YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, it was definitely last year. And I was like, huh, that's a good idea. Because I have always just stuffed it in there and like been like, don't look in your stocking. Get close.
That, to me, that's always stocking. You stuff the stocking. It was
maybe
a toy or something.
Isn't
and
it
some
more
candy
fun
and...
to unwrap something?
Well, yeah.
See?
What is it about the unwrapping? Are we like cats with paper? We just like...
It's like that, the anticipation, like you're holding it and you don't know what it is and you have to like dig to find it. It's why archaeology is so much fun.
Well, I'm surprised there's not more women archaeologists because y'all love to dig up stuff from the past.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
Huh.
When was the last time I did that?
I have no idea. I just seemed like the perfect time for that joke.
Yeah. You might want to write that down for your comedy routine. Because I'm not that girl. I've gone through phases, but...
Speaking of comedy routines... Have you been following my my videos that
No.
I've been making for Facebook?
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Why?
Because that's not the Steve I know.
I know, but you don't even like to watch them just to see what's going on?
No, because I know the premise and I know...
What's the premise?
You're making fun of politics. You're making fun of like millennials. You're making fun of other people that aren't you. And... I get it.
I'm pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, you're making fun of that.
It's Larry the Liberal. He's crying
oh,
about stuff.
Oh, God.
And everybody gets excited now when I post a new one. They're like, Larry the Liberal.
Oh,
it's Larry the Liberal.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you hadn't been even keeping up with all the... Yeah, and the new one today is why A Christmas Story is the most horrible movie for America.
I thought that was like last week.
No, that was a thing I wrote,
oh.
But this was a video where I actually took apart.
Oh dear!
Why the dad has to cuss in front of the children? How horrible that is, and how he exposes them to pornography with that that leg lamp? Why did the leg have to be white? Because...
See, I don't...
Hmm?
I...
And thousands of views.
Don't.
Thousands of views, and you don't even...
I don't want to.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
You don't want to watch?
No, because it's just... It's the stupid stuff in the world right now that I'm like...
This is the stuff you want to avoid right now? Is that what...
Because... What is motivating you to make fun of this stuff?
Uh-huh. Annoys
the reality you. Annoys me. That, like, we watched, what's that show we watched last night?
The Great Indoors.
Yes. It does it, too. It makes fun of, but at kind of a more subdued level.
Yeah.
Like, you are, like, over the top, in your face.
But I'm crying. I'm doing it. I'm crying. Like, why? Why?
And I want to continue to find you sexy.
Why do people watch this movie? Don't they understand how horrible it is for children?
Please stop. You can
And they
can
tried to
stop.
Poison their child with a bar of soap.
Are we done?
Huh? Yeah.
See. That voice drives me insane.
That one?
Yes.
Why?
Do you want to have a girlfriend? Because it's not sexy.
It is.
No, it's not.
Is this sexier?
No.
How's this? I can go down. Hi, I'm Barry White.
What?
What do you have? You're looking at your phone. Is there something
my father.
Is he sending you trivia questions again? You got to talk about that. Bring that. Hold on, people. You got to hear this.
I think it prepared me.
We are the other night sitting in line at Taco Bell because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
And she goes, oh, my God, my dad is just asking me trivia questions like crazy.
Yeah. So that one, it was, can you tell me the movie that was released 32 years ago yesterday with George Campbell Scott in it? A hint, it's a Christmas movie that I played a lot. I have it on VHS and DVD. And I was like, I read this to you and you were like, Scrooge. So I responded to him at, let's see, where's the timestamp? Oh, at 6:38 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he liked that because he didn't respond for 3 hours. And he was like, you be right.
He didn't like that you got it that quick? Oh, okay. All right.
And then I almost said, I had some help from Steve, but I didn't want to engage. And then before that, because I had picked you up from the airport, before I picked you up, he was like, do you know who Marion Mitchell Morris is? He was born May 26, 1907. Do you know who it is? He's well known for his movies.
And I said, John Wayne.
And I'm like, I have no idea. My dad said John Wayne. And I was like, okay. I never like engage or try to continue the conversation. He then says he was born Marion Mitchell Morris and took the name John Wayne when he started making movies. I'm like, are you copying and pasting from Wikipedia? And I was like, ah, that was my response. A-A-H.
That's all you wrote back to your own father.
Yeah. And then he goes, do you know what else they call him? And I was like, oh, I know this one, the Duke. And he's like, that's right. Do you know any of his movies? And I'm like, no, I'm not a fan.
True Grit, The Cowboys.
And he replied, even though I said I wasn't a fan, Rooster Jake Cogburn, True Grit, and Big Jake are just
Big
a
Jake,
few.
Yeah, Chisholm Trail.
There we go. So yeah, he Red goes River. Through these spurts, and now he's telling me about he went out to dinner with some friends, and he ran into someone that he thought was dead.
He ran into somebody, and they're dead?
Yeah.
He didn't run into him with a car. You might want to read that carefully.
Yeah, no,
it's your
he did
dad.
Not.
You might want to read that carefully. I ran into somebody, and now they're dead.
You might know who Imogene Holt is, but her husband ran the. You might not know who she is. Ran the shoe store in Reed Spring for years until his death. She taught third grade in Reed Spring. Ran into her.
Okay, now we're losing listeners.
Yeah, sorry. That's how my dad texts. Like the fact that he gets text. Helps because I don't have to call him as often. Like we can communicate without. Mm-hmm. But. Oh,
well.
Does anyone else listening have that? Like your parent, you're like, yay, they discovered texts, but stop.
Yeah. It's kind of the same premise of like when your kid is little and you go, oh, he's starting to talk. He's starting to talk a lot. Look, he's using complete sentences. Could you shut up? Can you please be quiet? I'm trying to watch TV. No, I don't want to get on the floor and play ball. Your dad is in that period with text messages right now.
Yes.
Hey, he's figured it out. Good. We communicate too. Could you please stop texting me?
Oh, my goodness. So, not my dad, but I was talking to a candidate that I had the other day.
Because you're in HR.
I am.
By the way.
I'm in recruiting. We've talked about this before. And
new listeners may not know.
Yeah. So, I needed a better version of their resume because the one they uploaded to our system did not comply with our system or whatever, and there was some gunky computer language in the resume. I was like, can you send me a different version? He's like, well, your system made us transform it into a different file. And I was like, okay, just send me the original file and I will see what I can do with it. He's like, okay, what's your email address? I was like, well, I just emailed you. Just reply to that and attach it. And he's like, well, no, that email's on my phone. I need to send this from my computer. And I was like, well, sir, you can get to your email on your computer. He's like, no, my email's only on my phone. I have two different computers and this email isn't on either. I was like, aw.
We might not have to hire you because you're not...
Well, no, his job doesn't entail computers.
But he totally doesn't get it.
He doesn't.
Doesn't get it.
The dots did not connect. And I wanted to be like, do you have a child in their teens or older?
Do you have a child about 5 or 6 that could come show you how to use a computer?
And then there was another candidate. I could write a book, I swear. I used to be keeping notes about these situations. There was another candidate that our offer, they have to print out, sign, and send back to us. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to do it within 3 days. Well, it'd been 3 days, so I called this guy. I was like, are you still interested? He's like, yeah, I have to wait for my girlfriend to get back because I don't know how to print or scan. And I was like, okay, she's back in a couple days. That's fine. I was like, and then you need to log into this website and consent to your background. He's like, I don't know how to do that. I have to wait for my girlfriend. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
But it's life.
Yeah.
You have to have patience.
Now, on the same thought of computers, you tell me I have a problem with Wish, the Wish app.
Yeah. So if anyone is listening that doesn't know what the Wish app is, it's a place where you can buy knockoff items.
Of anything in the world. Everything. It has things you didn't even know existed. You will be surprised. You will spend hours just surfing the Wish app.
Yeah, but the quality is not high of the things that you buy.
They all work.
But they're not high quality.
Well, they're not super high quality, but you're getting them at a discounted price, and
the sizes are totally jacked. You haven't like ordered clothing that fits.
I stopped pretty much ordering clothes.
Buy like 1, 2, maybe 3 times the size that I am in America.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably gonna, because the last thing I bought was a sports jacket off of, and it was definitely 2 sizes too small. Even though I ordered a large, I think it's because, and they tell you kind of some of the places that it's in Asian sizing,
right?
But
I find that a lot of the clothing that I buy off of Wish has like strings and like the hems are not clean; they're kind of like ragged.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they're just quickly done kind of thing, or like knocked off versions of things. Well, we turned my nephew on to the Wish app, Kyle.
Oh,
and Kyle,
crap.
Kyle immediately bought several things while he was sitting there.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember my first Wish experience.
He like just bought. So a couple weeks ago, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm working at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Okay. I turned Ed on. Ed is the manager. Ed is kind of Brad. I think Brad's nephew. And Ed went crazy on the Wish app. Again, order, order, bing, 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 order, order.
Mm-hmm.
I come in the next night. Brad says to me, hey, this Wish app thing, is it worth it? I mean, is it good? Could you get good stocking stuffers and stuff off of it?
Oh, definitely. And you just have to order in October.
And I go, I think you could. And so he goes, send me the link. Because So I sent it to him, and I waited a few days, and I texted him not just the other day and said, "Hey, have you bought anything off the Wish app?" And he wrote back, "No, I'm afraid."
Good. And it all comes from like Asia, so it takes months.
Or weeks or days. You're too surprised. You're like, "I just ordered this, and boom, it's in my mailbox."
Right.
And then like, other times ordered... you're like, you'll forget something because you ordered it last month. You're like, "Oh yeah, I did order this."
But you can't, like, it would have been too late for stocking stuffers.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
But I think by when he was saying, "I'm too scared," I think it was because of Ed telling him, "I got carried away with just buying."
And there's a lot of, there is a lot of junk, though.
Is there?
Yes.
Like what?
Like your little thing you put on your camera to hold it.
Uh-huh.
Like you've now had to buy two.
Yeah, but one got wobbly and I use it for my iPhone. So it still works. It just wasn't, it got where it wouldn't hold a camera.
Right.
And so I had to order another one. So they're both still working.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then like I ordered the thing tonight that showed up. The toilet bowl light.
I don't even understand why you did that.
It's a toilet bowl light. It's a motion-censored toilet bowl light. It's freaking amazing. You walk past it, and the toilet water lights up and glows, and it changes color. Come on.
That's going to scare the cat to death.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. First time Pooh Bear goes in, not Pooh Bear, Rain goes in to get a drink of water, we may hear a real splash.
So anytime you go to the bathroom in that toilet, do you flush a couple times?
Not a couple. I flush once.
What? Oh, poor Rain.
What?
Because we have the cat that likes to drink out of the toilet.
Yeah? So you think it should make sure everything's clean?
I have taken medicine before that made my urine a very, like, solid color, like very bright and vibrant.
Like it had a light on it.
Yeah. And you flush it once and it didn't all go down.
So you flush it again?
Twice, yes.
All right. So maybe now that we should start flushing twice since we got a toilet drinking cat.
Just in that toilet. That's the only toilet.
Now I want to go sit. I just want to go sit in the dark and watch the toilet. I want to be there the first time he jumps on that toilet and it lights up.
Does he jump?
I can't wait.
Does he jump on the toilet?
Yeah, I've watched him. I've seen him. He jumps it on the rim and he jumps and balances like he's
How
on the edge
not
of something.
Fall in?
Well, then he puts his hands on the inside of the tub.
Oh God!
And he slides down. He lets himself slide down toward the water.
If any vets are listening, they're probably like, "What the hell? Close the lid!"
I know.
But he loves water. He likes to play in water.
He plays in water.
He got in the bathtub. He's gotten in showers before. Not with running water. He doesn't like running water, but he likes standing water.
Yeah, the other day I took a picture of him just sitting.
Yes.
He was just sitting in the bathtub. just looking around.
I think I ruined Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear is the other cat, and she, when I was younger and I first got her, I tried to shower with her to clean her off. Uh-huh. Cats don't like that at all.
Well, some cats are okay with water.
And she was a kitten. I was like, maybe if I was trying to leash train her and train her with water and also train her to be comfortable in cars.
And blow dryer?
No. Mm. And the car thing was good, but then I don't drive with her in the car anymore, so that...
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find myself watching cat videos more now. I never thought of myself as a cat. I love dogs. I just love dogs. And I will get another Moon Pie.
But you have to be home for a couple months in a row to do that.
Yes, to train a puppy again. But now that the cats are coming more and more around since the dog has passed. And so now they're climbing up in bed. I fall asleep. One's laying on my chest. It's like... And then you find that they really do some weird things,
yes.
You know? And then you start watching them and you go, "You guys are idiots."
What?
Well, I mean, you know what I mean?
How are they idiots?
Well, just like the other day, I heard a noise. I flip on the light. I bust Rain on the counter and you can see the look on his face like, you know, when the light came on, he was like, "Oops." You know, you can see it in his face.
And you don't think Butterfly would hop on the counter if she could?
Maybe, probably. Yeah.
It's just the cats have a higher, like, they can, like, jump higher. What is that called?
Agility?
I don't know. I don't know. They can jump high.
Because they have agility.
I watched the movie Nine Lives the other day.
Oh, and how was that movie after it was slammed by critics so bad?
Kevin Spacey is adorable. I think he might be one of my favorite actors.
As a cat?
No.
Just in general?
Yes. Because he was on, what's that movie?
You like House of Cards.
Thank you. Wow. I'm like, there's a house word in it. He's in Nine Lives. And it's just so cute.
The premise of the movie is he accidentally gets turned into a cat. What is the
And Christopher Walken's in it.
Oh, I love Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah. But it was so, it got horrible reviews.
He was a jackass businessman that only focused on
money.
And he had a daughter, a younger daughter, who wanted a cat. He went and got the cat for her birthday. But before he could take it to her, he got struck by lightning. And a magic spell put him into the body of the cat. And he had to find out why this happened. And from a very selfless act, he was able to become human again.
Oh, and why did it happen?
Because he was being selfish.
Did somebody put a spell on him?
Yes, Christopher Walken.
Because you said he got hit by lightning.
So. Yeah, yeah. There was lightning. He adopted the cat from Christopher Walken's cat shop.
Oh, Christopher Walken was sort of like the Gremlins, where they have this funky shop.
Yes.
Remember Gremlins where he...
No, I was scared of that movie.
You never saw Gremlins?
No. I was scared of that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Was it? It was scary.
It was scary, but if you look at it now, you're like, oh, these are like dolls. They're shaking their ears.
You know? But back in the day, that's the thing. Like, you have to appreciate the fact that that was awesome for the time.
Yeah.
When did it come out? I'm Googling right now.
Like 84, 86?
84. I was 3 years old. So I was scared of little monsters that had ears that big. And somehow I ended up with a gremlin blanket that I had my entire life.
And you loved it?
No, it was very thin. It was like not a sheet and not a blanket. And it had the gremlins on it. Yeah.
Hand me down from something?
Probably.
Because those weird blankets, Dylan had one of those. My son had...
it's not a sheet.
It's not a blanket. It's like pressed thick cloth.
Yeah.
It's he had a Goosebumps. He was into Goosebumps.
There you go.
And had a Goosebumps blanket. Could have been a sheet. Could have been a comforter. Could have been just something you throw on the floor.
But we washed it so many times, I remember it getting thinner and thinner, and it was like there were holes in it by the time I was in high school.
You still carried it in high school? Linus?
I didn't carry it. It was on my bed.
Oh, you still had a gremlin? Wait a minute. See, this is why we do this podcast, people, because crap like this just comes out. So you had a gremlin?
So when you're poor, you don't get like new sheets and new blankets all the time. It wasn't until I was a senior in high school that I went and I bought brand new sheets for my bed. I bought a body pillow, a regular pillow, a comforter. But before then, you didn't like...
You didn't think about it, huh?
No, you didn't get new stuff.
Wow. So
yes,
like,
I had the gremlins.
You were like the girl they all teased in school.
Probably. I was the coat of many colors woman.
That's why you love that movie much. Oh, that little girl is me.
No, they had like dirt floor. Didn't have dirt floor. I didn't live in a cabin in the woods. But
In my blanket of many colors, my mama made for me.
I remember the first pair of shoes I got that wasn't from Walmart. It was from Payless. And I thought it was just like so like upscale.
You had gone up to a department store. This was a
Payless shoe store that was only sold shoes.
You went to an actual shoe store.
And it was probably like right before. right as we started dating that I realized, well, Payless shoes have kind of gone downhill. They're more like Walmart now.
Are they?
Yeah, they don't have the styles that are as cool.
Oh. I did notice that they've gone up in price.
Have they?
That's something I've noticed, because I used to go over there just to grab tennis shoes or deck shoes, or, you know, I like those kind of...
Right.
Yeah, you know the shoes. And they'd be like, you know, $9, $12, and one would be half off and get buy two, get one free. And you're like, I came home with six pairs of shoes one time. And now you go over there and they're like, tennis shoes, $25. Like,
mm-hmm.
No, I'll go buy real shoes.
And they're not... Yeah. I used to... That's where I'd get all my work shoes. Like, I have many different kinds of black shoes,
mm-hmm.
And they were all from Payless. And I go there now, and I'm like, no.
Nothing jumps out at you?
No.
Well, that's because you're an online shopper now. You've seen everything. You belong to fabshoeclub.com or whatever.
Just that. Fab. I need to discontinue that membership because...
Do they randomly just send you shoes now?
No. Every month you have to go in and skip the month within the first 3 days, or you get charged $40.
And then you have to buy a
pair of shoes. So right now I have a $40 credit, and I'm like, I'm not liking any of your shoes right now.
You're as bad as me with Massage Envy.
Yes.
I just found out yesterday...
But you can't skip months.
I can't skip months. I'm a member of Massage Envy, and I had like 12 massages that I hadn't used yet,
mm-hmm.
and I canceled my membership because I hadn't used this, and I thought, well, I'll just use these up. Well, when you cancel,
they all go away,
even though they're prepaid. So I rejoined so I could start using them up. I could double them up and get 2-hour massages and be done. I'll do this. So. Because I started working on these cruise ships more and more, I haven't been able to use the massages. They write me and say, "You have 22 massages.
Can you share them with friends?"
No, you can't. They're non-transferable. But they did send me. You saw the thing. I said, "Now we'll let you use them on, you know, facials and all this other stuff that they do." So I think I'm going to try to just go over and just say, what do I need to do to start using every bit of my credit here in Massage Envy?
But you had said once that you wanted that. The problem is that they're free, but then you have to like worry about tipping.
Yeah, because they're prepaid, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But you go over and you go, well, I still got to give you $15, $20 for a tip. And you think, well, maybe I'll do a couple massages a week and use them up. No, that's $40. I can't.
Right.
I can't do that this month. Maybe next month I'll do it. And then you, next thing you know, it's gone, you know.
It snowballs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I need to use up my Massage Envy.
You do.
So, anything else going on in the news? I know you said before we came down here, you go, I looked up a couple things for us to talk about.
But nothing Christmas related.
I'm surprised there was nothing Christmas related on your radar.
I want to play a game.
Okay.
It's the Would You Rather game.
Okay.
What? We've never done this.
All right. Will it start a fight?
No.
I just burped. A chili's coming up.
That's gross. So, I'm going to ask you, would you rather this or that? And you have to choose one.
Okay.
And no, I don't think it'll cause a fight.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather, one, smell like poop and not know it, or two, constantly be smelling poop that nobody else can smell?
I would rather smell poop that no one else could smell. Urine girl.
You know, you're in the minority. No, you're majority. 82% are right in line with you. I know, something is wrong with me. I smell urine frequently.
She's not lying, people. We'll just be walking and she'll go, you smell urine?
You would tell me, right?
We'll get on an elevator. You smell urine?
You would tell me if it were me, right? Like if I...
Yeah, definitely. I would tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather eat only roadkill for the rest of your life or have everyone else in the world sound like Gilbert Gottfried?
I'd rather eat roadkill for the rest of my life.
Dang. Passion. You didn't even really have to think about that.
Do you want to hear people talk to you like this forever for the rest of your life? You want to hear this? Hi, Janet.
No.
Okay.
Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Taste buds on my butthole.
There's our title.
Taste buds on my... That's the title of this show, right? This week, ladies and gentlemen. Taste buds on my butthole.
Which one would you rather?
Two poops. Huh? Oh, I was thinking of ice cream. Two poops? One poop or two poops? Oh, this is some delicious poop. What do you want of those two?
I would probably rather poop through my mouth.
I am never kissing you again.
I don't poop through my mouth.
I am never kissing you again, ever. Because you would rather poop.
I wouldn't want to have taste buds on my butthole. It's dark and damp down there. And
mm-mm. Yeah, but no one would see you. You could just jab a hot dog in your butt. I'd rather think about jabbing a hot dog in my butt than standing over a toilet with my making an O mouth.
I feel like you would get used to it, right? I don't know. What would you rather have? Obviously, not the one I chose.
No.
Would you rather always have to say everything on your mind or never be able to speak again? Wow, that's hard. You're a comic for a living.
I'd rather speak my mind.
Oh, dear God. You would have no friends.
Well, what's new?
You have friends. Stop it. Would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or be sticky for the rest of your life?
I'd rather be sticky for the rest of my life.
You would want, like, cat hair, dog hair, everything to stick to you?
Yeah, because itchy, you'd probably just start, you'd scratch and hurt and peel and, you know, dig True. In your, you know. At least you could, like, wipe off dog hair or the poop that's come out of your mouth that's stuck on your arm.
This next one kind of made me throw up a little in my
Oh,
mouth.
Great.
Would you rather eat a bowl of vomit or lick a hobo's foot? I hate feet. I hate feet.
I would rather lick between the toes of a hobo's feet. I bet you could find some good flavor there.
Okay.
Mad flavor. But I bet between the big toe and the second toe.
Please stop.
That sock, that lint would get in there just a little bit
There's
and gum
no socks.
Up. Huh?
They don't have socks.
Oh, then that's even better.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay. Would you rather go through life with a perpetual cold sore on your mouth or go through life with a booger hanging from your nose?
Booger hanging from my nose.
That's a good one. Watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Or join in once to stop it?
What? What? What?
I swear that's what it says.
I don't even want to say that. I don't even want to see
Let's
that.
Let's keep scrolling. BuzzFeed. Yeah, BuzzFeed is sick. Would you rather smell like eggs when you burp or have a green cloud appear when you fart?
I would rather have a green cloud appear when I fart.
You don't fart that much.
No. And if I did, I'd know to run away.
Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you had to sneeze but not be able to?
Sneeze but not be able to.
I hate that feeling. I hate that. Would you rather only be able to listen to Chase Rice songs for the rest
no,
of your
God,
life?
No, God, no. Whatever the second one is. Whatever the next one is, I'll take it.
Or reread all 56 pages of iTunes terms and conditions
yes.
every day for the rest of your
that
life.
That one.
Would you rather live like a king but have no friends and family or be homeless with friends and family?
I'd rather live like a king with no friends or family.
Wow. Who's the antisocial one now? Would you rather eat a potato and feel its pain or be a potato?
What kind of dumbass question is that? Would you rather eat a potato and feel its pain? Do I get to eat it with my butthole? Because that's where my taste buds are. This is a potato in my rear.
I feel like you're not having fun with this game.
No, I am. I'd rather eat a potato and feel its pain.
Would you rather have vaginas for ears or have penises for fingers?
I would rather have penises for fingers.
Why?
Because people be trying to hump my ears.
I'm skipping that one.
Oh, come on. No, can't skip. Come on.
Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one would know?
Nah.
Or not have sex with a goat but have everyone think you did?
Let's just skip that one.
I told you.
That's just stupid. BuzzFeed, that's stupid.
Would you rather pry off your fingernails with a fork or pick a or put a toothpick under your big toe and kick a wall? Ow! 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 I'm feeling pain.
I'd have to go with kick a wall with my big toe. Yeah.
Would you rather know when you're going to die or know how you're going to die?
I'd rather know when I was going to die. Because what if you knew how and it was really gross or really horrible and then you got to...
You just commit suicide, right?
Just be done.
Colorado, you know, just passed that law.
This is a lot like committing suicide.
It's done. We're done.
Taste buds on my butthole.
You didn't like that game? I thought you would love that game.
Oh, I loved it. That was pure energy and comedy. I could feel it. I'm tasting it right now in my chair.
If you could... This is separate. Okay. But if you could have anything dispensed from your refrigerator ice maker instead of ice, what would it be?
Soft serve ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. They have soft serve ice cream on the ships by the pool.
I think cinnamon bears.
Really?
Yes.
All right, before we go, because we're going to have to wrap this up here. Speaking of cinnamon bears, give your review.
Target. The Target brand, is it Market
Pantry? Amazing.
Market Pantry?
Market Pantry, I believe so.
I think so. It's the brand at Target. So we love our cinnamon bears.
We love cinnamon bears. If we see them at a gas station, we grab them.
And they're usually two for a dollar.
Yeah.
And one day I was craving them, and I could not find them at any gas station I would stop at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was grocery shopping. I'm like, I wonder if they have cinnamon bears here. I was like to that point of craving where it was all the time.
And there they were.
Yes. And bought the Target brand, and they feel fresher.
Yeah, they're
more flavorful.
They're much more flavorful. The cinnamon was almost hot. I mean, like burn your mouth. Not even like hot tamale. Hot tamales I love, but their cinnamon did not even taste like this. This had a hot taste to it. It was very good. So Target gummy bears.
If you like their cinnamon gummy bears
are the best. Now, this sends me down another road, and I'll tell this real quick before we wrap it up. Brad Garrett's brother, Paul, loves gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the sour gummy bears.
Gross.
So when we were all there, every comic went and got different gummies from different place. Like I got it from ABC store.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other guys that got them from one of the grocery store. So we brought all these different brands in, and he did a taste test on gummy. And first time I'd ever seen somebody go, all right, the texture on this is just wrong. the texture. See, taste. Put these two like. And I didn't really think about that, but I guess gummy, like any other thing, there's quality control different for. It's sort of like the jelly beans. As like you buy jelly beans a lot.
Yes.
And
I have a sweet tooth.
And some generics are better than others.
Yes.
Like, sometimes you'll buy something, just say jelly beans, and they're like, these are freaking fantastic.
Again, the Target brand jelly beans are very good. We bought Walgreens.
Walgreens.
And it was
not
okay.
As good. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So there you go. There's our gummy bear.
Fat ass corner.
Our fat ass review. I hope you enjoyed this week's fat ass review. Next week, we'll try to review something else. And fat ass review. All right. Tell everybody how to find us.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for listening to this. I feel like we went a little bit of everywhere. We're on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. We're on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. We are on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets the number one. WrinkledSheets1@gmail.com. Find Steve. If you just Google Steve McGrew, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Plug your two girls before we go. Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, your other podcast.
Yeah,
you had a great giveaway.
I did, and we shared it with Wrinkled Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Foxy Bay, which they make a rose gold hairbrush straightener. They reached out to us, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, and wanted us to partner with them. And I tried it out, did a vlog about it, and gave away. Deborah Fernie of Loveland, Colorado was our winner. And this is the last day today. So by the time you listen to this, it's too late. They offered us a pretty good discount for listeners. And yeah, if you're interested in a pretty decent hairbrush straightener product, go to foxybae.com. It's FOXYBAE.com.
Bae.
I know.
Bae. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're not afraid to say that here.
Oh my gosh, don't.
What?
Don't.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And hopefully we'll get another one for New Year's.
I think we will, because you're home and I'm off a couple days, so.
So we'll record maybe two or three and maybe put them in the can.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay, I got two rambunctious there, didn't I?
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Just keep the taste buds in your butthole, Mr. Okay, bye.
Bye.